Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Sherm Lawler. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Al Smith. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Jim McEnany. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Pierce. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Billy Pierce. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Busby. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jackie Jensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Wills. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ted Wills. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a line drive towards short. Button reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Busby, who is chasing the ball. Landis reaches third base with a triple. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, White Sox. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button strikes out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Phillips settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis. Busby reaches second base with a double. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lawler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gurnett for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen takes first base on ball four. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jensen moves to third. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pierce fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Jensen scores. Two outs. It's White Sox, 1, Red Sox, 1. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wills fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 0 for 1 in the game. Button hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 0 for 1 in the game. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Landis moves to third. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 1 in the game. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone juggles the ball. That's an error on Malzone. Landis scores. Lawler moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Red Sox, 2. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips is walked intentionally. Lawler moves to third. Smith moves to second. Murray Wall now pitching. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 0 for 1 in the game. McEnany hits a line drive into center field. Busby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Busby. Lawler scores. Smith scores. Phillips moves to third. McEnany moves to second. It's 4-2, White Sox. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. Pierce takes first base on ball 4. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a pop-up towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Fox for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce fires to first and has Jensen trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio, who tags Jensen for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Malzone strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Malzone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Phillips hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smith scores. Romano moves to third. It's 5-2, White Sox. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. McEnany is walked intentionally. Phillips moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Pierce hits a fly ball into left field. Gurnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Landis, who is chasing the ball. White reaches third base with a triple. Murray Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is called out on strikes. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Button is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Landis moves to second. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jensen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Romano is hit by the pitch. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips strikes out. One out. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. McEnany strikes out. Two outs. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pierce hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Romano moves to third. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-4 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Avila fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Smith. White reaches second base with a double. Ted Williams pinch hits for Murray Wall. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tom Brewer pinch runs for Ted Williams. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Button hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Bauman now pitching. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from White and he is safe. Fox steals second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Busby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bauman fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. 2 outs. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Smith hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. White fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Busby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Busby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Gurnett hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Red Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, White Sox. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Phillips takes first base on ball 4. Jim McEnany is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McEnany is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. McEnany hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Phillips moves to second. Billy Pierce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierce is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pierce bunts towards third. Malzahn fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. McEnany moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 5 in the game. Aparicio is walked intentionally. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. Phillips scores. McEnany moves to third. 2 outs. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson now playing first base. Schirmlaller now catching. Jackie Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Jensen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, White Sox. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Turk Lown now pitching. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Sammy White. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Avila moves to second. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Frank Bauman. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into left field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Marty Keogh pinch hits for Don Button. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keogh for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.